What happens when you bring together people from all generations and backgrounds and have honest, heartfelt, and interesting conversations? You get Gen to Gen, conversations with perspective. This season, we are covering the day, September 11th, 2001, a moment in history. This year, remember the events of that day, 18 years after they happened in real time. We will revisit the day from a host of perspectives, including my own. A brief editorial note. Because this date was real, these events were real, and our emotions were real, we have made a conscious editorial decision to not censor any of the news clippings or interviews. Because this day was real, and these are stories, and they're raw, and they're true. And because of that, this podcast may be triggering for some listeners, and we advise caution to listen when you can. Well, this is our fifth and final episode of this season of the Gen to Gen podcast. And before we finish, I just want to thank you for coming along this journey with me to tell this story of September 11th, 2001 through the unique perspectives of our five wonderful, wonderful guests. We're going to wrap up this season with some closing thoughts from all of our guests and a couple of lessons and takeaways and some looks towards the future. And before we get there, I just want to say that I was a 17-year-old on September 11th. I'm 35 now, a new dad. And your perspective changes as you get distance from world events. Your perspective changes. The feelings don't change. The emotions of the day don't change. But you get that benefit of hindsight. History gives us that benefit of hindsight. And I think that's something that I kind of got and received from all of our interviewees, that the emotion is still raw from that day. The feelings, the experiences are still there right at the surface. But we have that benefit of history to understand and put these things into some context. And we have a clip from our teacher, Tracy, who still teaches today. She teaches young students, and how she approaches talking about September 11th was really interesting, and I look forward to this final episode of the Gen to Gen podcast season one. We're going to kick it off with some thoughts from Alan about something very, very personal from him in his life from September 11th, 2001.
Did I know anybody who died? And you know, and also that I was grateful to be alive. But, I did lose a friend in the tower in the fire who worked at Cantor Fitzgerald and young guy named Rob Doraney. And you know, he was my age. He was way too young.
So I went into work, and it was quite a few New Yorkers that were, you know, coming down for this job. And I had worked with a few of them before, but there were no close acquaintances. And, you know, we started the day, as those days go, not pretending that anything was has not happened. But it was a little unusual, and the artistic director there just decided that, well, we're going to show them that we're going to get on with our lives. And it was also a strange thing, because we get on with what? I mean, at that point, we didn't know what life would be, you know, and it was just, everything was so uncertain.
And And Michael is right. In the days that followed, especially the day after September 12th, there was so much uncertainty about our world, about our future, about our shared futures, and how our government would respond. And just like Michael said, we didn't know what we could count on. We didn't know where we were going and how we were going to get there and how we were going to protect our own interests and our country's future. And I was active. I'm still very active in my community. I was politically active and have been really since then for 20 years. And I remember writing letters to the editor, standing up for things like the Patriot Act and enhanced airport security and things like that. And again, in with the benefit of hindsight, we see what we've done right and we see what we probably haven't done right. And we can continue to do better and continue to work to make our communities a better place, both from a policy standpoint and from a humanitarian standpoint. What stood out from all of our participants is that the world has changed, and we all view it just a little bit differently.
I was never able to travel without going through a bunch of security, and I've heard that it used to be you could just walk up to like the gates when you're trying to fly somewhere, and now you have to go through multiple levels of security, and that's been normal for me, so I don't really know what it's like. But
you know, I feel like another thing that's changed me, I guess, I don't know if it's because of that, but I guess maybe, in the respect that I do live each day to the fullest. If somebody in my family says, hey, can you come over for the day, help me, or, you know, watch my child or whatever, I change everything I'm doing to be there for my family. I do. Because there is going to be a day that I won't be able to do that.
Also, I think we've given away a lot of our privacy. We've handed over a lot of information because, well, you know, now it's post 9/11, so you can't be too careful. So, but I think we've let go of a lot of things, and there's, once you do that, you can't get them back, and it's just become a part of our it's become a part of our society.
Like, you didn't know the extent to which the world had changed in that moment. But that realization came pretty quickly.
You know, when I explore cities, I look around at the monuments or whatever is the big touristing thing to see. And now there is always, and it's become something that we've forgotten that was never there, with all these concrete blocks in front of any accessible public place has been changed. There's no, so that, you know, car bombs and truck bombs, and so it's changed the whole landscape of our country in major cities all over.
With the benefit of history, we're starting to get a better sense of the events that really truly led into September 11th, 2001, and the events that followed, whether it be the United States' intervention into Afghanistan, their move into Iraq, many other world events that have come since then, not at the hands of the United States, just in the world in general, whether it's the rise of ISIS, the challenge of Afghanistan's government, what happened in Syria, what's happened in Iran. So many different things continue to happen, and they will continue to happen. That's the nature of history. It continues to happen, and we're living it as we speak. And this podcast is meant to really kind of just be a time capsule of this moment, 18 years after the fact, from people who experienced it and one who didn't. I want to quickly jump to two things that Max and Yad said. Max mentioned experiencing September 11th in a different way, us finally capturing and killing Osama bin Laden. He would have been 10 years old at the time, so he was there and he, you know, saw a little bit of the news. And so that's his connection to this moment in history. And then Yad, who was in Iraq, got to see it all firsthand, tells a very unique piece of the story that I had never heard. And my guess is a lot of you have also never heard it. So give their stories a listen.
Yeah, that was something that we talked about a lot more in school just because we were older. So we were able to jump right into that. And I think it was, I don't think people really grasped the whole 9/11 as a whole at such a young age. So when we found out that Osama bin Laden was dead, it really took many individuals my age to kind of put it in the whole picture with like how that affected the future. And so, yeah, it was definitely something that was covered a lot more in school. But yeah, just like connecting the whole picture and how that affected the country going forward, I think a lot of people didn't understand at the time.
A lot of people in Iraq did really, they still do to this day, like mourn that the fact that there are people who died for passed away for no reason, right? Like that they were casualties, like many other things that have happened in that country. So I think that's like what the reality is. Like the human to human connection exists regardless of the, you know, all the what would go on news or whatever would happen between the political parties and such.
And remember, we have a teacher who is teaching students about September 11th for the first time in a lot of cases. We have Michael working on a musical that is telling a story of that small town who took in these foreign visitors who were stuck. We have Alan, a native New Yorker who watched the second plane hit the towers and lost people. And Max, who wasn't around, who was 1 year old on September 11th, 2001. I'm going to give them the parting microphone to tell a final piece of their story, and then we'll come back and wrap it all up.
Because they're only 6 years old, and I don't know if I mentioned that it was actually my very first year teaching. So I was still learning how to be in charge of a classroom, and this was the second week of school. So the next day when we got together, we prayed about it, but then I said, you know, they were bad guys. They made a bad decision and it hurt a lot of people. And so then they had questions, you know, how many people were hurt? Well, I didn't have those answers, but then that's when I was able to say, you know, all of these people, and we named them, you know, not named them by name, but, you know, police officers, firefighters, people that worked there, the kids in the daycare, you know, we were able to go through how many lives were affected, or like I use the word hurt, by this situation happening. So, like I said, the way that I explained it was just that bad guys flew their planes into a building. You know, and some of them understood it, and you could tell that some families had heard about it at home.
I wonder what things would be like if it weren't for 9/11. I wonder how we would have, in what ways we would have progressed differently. So it's really beautiful to be able to spread this message of just random acts of kindness, and it's a very positive outcome from 9/11. It's what they call it, the 9/12 story, as opposed to the 9/11 story, because it's what happened afterwards and how people really did come together and make a difference. It's a beautiful musical. I encourage anyone to see it because it kind of gives you one a lot of faith in humanity, and we can use it today, and it's a very uniting kind of musical.
you know, people, I think New York sometimes has a bad rap, but I actually think that it's not deserved, because I think when they're, I mean, in good times and in bad times, I think New Yorkers pull together and are helpful. But I really felt like New York was just really resilient and positive, and you know, I had a good feeling about New York.
I just want to like thank all the people that kept everyone safe and saved lives that day. I mean, I know it was a hard thing for the whole country, and there's a lot of people that didn't make it out that probably saved lives, and the whole country is grateful for people like that.
And that does it for this season of the Gen to Gen podcast, covering the events of September 11, 2001, 18 years after they happened, through the eyes of five incredibly inspiring, informative, and diverse people from around the world. Again, I was an 18-year-old living in Iowa who experienced this event as a high school senior, had a lot of life choices to make in the months that followed. It's not widely known by many people, but I did consider joining the military before I graduated from high school as a path forward. I ended up not deciding that. I served my community in different ways, through volunteering, through engagement in my local community, and through doing things like this, things that I'm passionate about, and telling stories is one of the things that I truly love doing. Want to thank our five participants for going along on this journey with me. It was not an easy thing for them. It was not an easy thing for me. And if you've made it this far to complete our five episode series, there's been raw moments. And to say that my experience, even going through this and reliving my own experiences that have you know, been there for 18 years, it was also not easy for me. I remember that morning not really knowing what was happening, and then ending the day scared out of my mind about the future of our country, the future of our world, and at the micro level, the future of my home. I remember September 12th, or maybe it was the night of September 11th, standing on my family's back deck and looking up at the sky and not seeing an airplane. And it meant that we had shut down to find a way to reset, to be safe. And it took 3 days for us to turn it back on. It took a week to get the stock market back on. And we're here 18 years later, and we're safer in some ways, and we're not safer in others. But through it all, Yad said it best. We have that human-to-human connection. And that is what should, and I believe will, stand the test of time. Thank you for listening to this season of the Gen to Gen podcast. I'm your host, Richard Dietor, and this show was mixed and produced by Sprout Media at gosproutmedia.com with consulting help from Steve Adams. Special thanks to our five guests, Yad Conrad, Max McLaughlin, Daniel Samuel Cohen, Michael Brian Don, and Tracy Dietor. Music credit goes to Joseph McDade and Music for Makers. Until our next season, please stay subscribed, and we will have an announcement here about season 2 of Gen to Gen coming very soon. I want to leave you with two passing thoughts 18 years after the attacks of 9/11. Historic acts of violence perpetrated by hatred and fear, followed by nearly 18 years of wars and more death. The first is a quote from a former president. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States, where men were free. I chose that because it speaks to our duty as citizens of this country. We need to protect this gift that has been given to us, this idea of self-governance, and tolerance. And I end with a line that we've all heard, we've all read, and it should be a part of our daily thoughts about who we are and what we should strive for. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you for listening to this season of Agenda Gen Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Gen to Gen podcast. If you loved it or hated it, please do leave us a rating wherever you're listening. And if you loved it, do tell your friends about it. And be sure to follow us online on Instagram or Twitter at Gen to Gen podcast. That's Gen, the number 2, Gen podcast. This podcast was mixed and produced by Sprout Media, a digital media firm in Des Moines, Iowa, who believes in doing things differently. They believe in putting consumers and clients first, being a partner in marketing, and inspiring your tomorrow. They build websites, create digital media strategies, shoot and produce videos, and edit and produce podcasts just like this one. Check out Sprout Media at GoSproutMedia.com, where you can subscribe to their podcast, The Buzz Addiction, or even request a free consultation. That's GoSproutMedia.com.